a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Well, there's been a drop in the number of visitors to Utah's national parks. It has me asking this question this morning, Dave. Are national parks and hotels near them just getting too expensive?
How expensive is too expensive?
How about $300 a night
for a hotel room?
Yes, outside of Moab.
Stop it. $300
would be Arches. Insane. I can't afford that anymore. I can't justify. If I can justify one night, maybe, but more than one night, there's no way. $600. Plus probably some location fees and taxes built in. And
this is not like a five-star resort.
It comes with HBO or not.
Yeah.
A kitchenette.
I can tell you this. I've been to Moab. I know what these hotels are. This is not the Grand America, folks. This is not a super nice place. So $300, yeah, that's huge. I have no idea what those things cost because I've camped down there a million nights. This is the key. Campground. That is what you want. You want the campground because the campground's going to cost you $20 a night. You have to sleep in a tent. Now everybody is like, I don't do the tent. I do glamping at worst, which is glamour camping. That doesn't even count. That's not real camping. You need something that really, like if you're not super smelly after 2 days, that's not real camping. After one day, maybe. But $300, you think that's hurting business?
Uh-huh. So in this segment, let's talk about which parks have seen the biggest drop-off in visitors. I think it might surprise you. We're going to talk about the price of hotels besides just the one I looked up. There are some that are a little more reasonable, but good luck booking it at a decent time of the year. And then in the next segment, we're going to give you your turn to talk. Are vacations at our national parks here in Utah just for a real quick getaway? Are they just getting too pricey? 801-575-7668. Talk about how much money you spent and, how much you ended up putting out of pocket. How much did that hotel room cost you? So let's get into the Zion National Park. It's reporting well over 500,000 visitors to its park from May through September. And those numbers were reported by KSL.com this weekend. If you want to read more on that story, that's posted. And those numbers don't appear to be slowing down at Zion's, which does not surprise me at all. Zion is always packed.
Yeah, it's always packed. And it doesn't really surprise me I don't know. I'm a little torn here, Deb, because we look at it. The economy is good. People have some money. They're traveling around. But so much of our national park boost over the last 10 years has really come internationally. People are traveling from all over the world now to check out the sites. And I think because so many people are coming, I mean, that's a huge number. 500,000 visitors, monthly visitors to Zion. That's crazy. That's a huge number.
Okay, but Utah's other four national parks, David, are showing some slowing in the visitation numbers. So you got to go August of 2018 to August of 2019, which, you know, just the last year. Here are the latest numbers available. Arches slipped ever so slightly, 0.33% in visitation. I don't even know if you noticed
that.
Right. You wouldn't even notice that. It'd be like one person didn't get in line, that long line getting in the park. Okay. Canyonlands dropped 1.25%. And I think anytime you analyze visitation, if you're on like with the National Park Service, you're probably thinking, why? Capitol Reef, Their numbers were about about maybe 1.5% lower. Here's the big drop off. Are you surprised by this? Bryce Canyon dropped nearly 3%, which I think is significant.
That's a bigger number.
Because they've had so much growth in national park visitation ever since, 10 years ago when we saw the slowdown in the economy and people figured out that national parks were a bargain to take their entire family into. You get $80, you get a one-year pass to these places.
Yeah.
And you can go all over the nation with that pass for an entire year. It was a bargain.
The government shutdown? I wonder if that played a role. That was four weeks.
Way to come back strong on that, Dave.
Hey, I just realized that. I'm like, that was about a month.
Way to throw back to early 2019. I'd forgotten about that.
Well, now, that being said, that's not peak season. Right. When the government was shut down with December and January, that's not peak season to go visit arches. Obviously, that's a better time in the spring and the fall and the summer. But I still think it could have played a role because we heard that the conditions were just terrible during the shutdown. In fact, they had so many volunteers coming in to just try to keep up with the basic needs of the national parks.
But it may be peak planning season when the government shut down. So families looking at that, not knowing if and when the government was going to reopen and the parks would be fully staffed again and the trash would be picked up and the toilet paper would be fully stocked. Maybe they said, you know, we'll just go to Disneyland. We know they're open. They're open, 365 days out of the year. The ads for our national parks are just simply amazing.
Picture this, your next trip, Utah. Five national parks. First, Zion. You're walking. The ground rises. The ground drops. The ground becomes water. Next, Bryce.
And the studio got extremely silent because Dave and Debbie jumped in the car and we headed
to
Zion.
We're out.
And where are we going next?
Road trip.
Here's the deal. I went to Arches in March, Dave. And I remember the cost of the hotel being ridiculously expensive, and it was not a 5-star hotel.
Right.
I go cheap with hotels, folks. Unless I get the points to the Marriott or something like that, I'm staying at the cheapest hotel. But we price shopped Moab for, I think, this weekend, right, Andrew? Andrew Hall, our producer, shaking his head. Yes, Spring Hill Suites in Moab for Thursday and Friday, $389 a night.
Oh, man. That is Paris prices. Honestly,
paid
a lot less for Paris.
I paid a lot less in Paris for Airbnb.
To justify this just a little bit, think about it. If you were to go to Paris, if you're going to go to some unbelievable place, a trip of a lifetime, those hot spots are very, very expensive. You will pay a premium. I know I paid at points in Paris when I went to Paris. And it cost me double of the most expensive that I'd ever spent in the States. It was 60,000 points a night for just one night in Paris.
Should have done an Airbnb.
I should have done an Airbnb. But that just kind of goes to show you that people, not just in the state, around the country, but really in the world, look at Utah and see that this is an unbelievable destination spot to hit five national parks. That's incredible, and they are breathtaking. So, yeah, is it going to cost a premium? Yeah, because it is a premium site.
Hotels near Capitol Reef and Zion, we checked their prices this morning, all about $150 a night plus fees. I'm wondering if the price of accommodations around some of our national parks have just gotten so out of control that we can no longer afford to visit our national parks, and that is why visitation has dropped off in several of our national parks. Dave thinks it might be related to the government shutdown from several months ago. And then one of our listeners who texted us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line has a much different idea of what it might be. We're going to tell you what that listener's idea is next. And also taking your phone calls. Are prices chasing you away from our national parks here in Utah? 801-575-7668. Yes or no, and tell us why.
It's total gouging, though. I will give you that. Total gouging. Stick around. We're back in three.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordis. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, we took a Facebook poll on the question of the hour, really, is can you afford any longer to stay around our national parks with prices at $400 a night?
Certainly not in luxury. If you want running water, if you want an indoor toilet, then you're going to pay a premium and not just a little bit.
My experience with campgrounds around our national parks, Dave, is this. I call and I get, well, you should have booked 6 months ago because it's all booked out.
Totally
and
true.
I don't really know 6 months from now that I'm going to have the time off to go camping by Arches.
The last two times that we've gone down to Moab, and we took a youth group, but both times I scheduled it back in January. January 1st, and I kid you not, it was January the first week in January, I kid you not, half of them were gone by the time I hit it in early. The first week in January, that's the campgrounds. And those are $20 a night to sleep in a tent.
We're talking about this because visitation numbers are dropping off at several of our national parks, including Arches, Bryce, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef. They all saw lower visitor numbers over the course of the last year. It's an article we pulled off of KSL.com this morning. And I really feel as though we are being priced out of hotel room stays. When I see $389 a night if I wanted at the last minute to pick up my family and go down to Moab this weekend. $389 a night. We figured with fees, maybe somebody, I don't know, nobody's going to order room service because I'm not going to allow it, but you get maybe the bottled water. Oh, my goodness.
$9. Boom.
It would be $1,000 for a quick weekend getaway just to stay at a hotel, a decent hotel. It's not even a five-star resort in Moab or just outside of Moab. It's scary. I can't afford it. So we've asked you, we put it out in the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, what's chasing you away from the parks? In the meantime, Andrew Hull, our producer, has results of our Facebook. Well, did we do a poll, Andrew?
We did. Yeah, we actually got over 1,100 votes on this poll, Debbie. It was crazy.
We ought to be running the November elections for the state of Utah. We get so many votes on our Facebook poll.
That's right. Here's what we asked. We asked, do you think that our national parks and the hotels around them are getting too expensive? 1,100 votes, 90% of you saying yes, they're getting too expensive. 90%. That's a huge number.
Well, it's because the numbers we're throwing out are huge numbers. If you put it in perspective, now that $389 a night, I cannot justify on any level. But the fact is, you're talking about some of the most beautiful national parks in the entire world. I mean, these are gorgeous. Canyonlands, Zion, Arches and Bryce, Capitol Reef. This is unreal. So paying a premium to go visit these things, it makes sense. You would pay a premium in Paris. You'd pay a premium in London if that's where you wanted to stay. So you can't be hugely surprised that this great secret we've had, and we've kept this secret for decades, now it's starting to get out. And you're seeing it. When you go down to Moab and you're hiking around Arches and you look at the mix of nationalities and ethnicities that are coming into our backyard, you can't be that surprised. The world knows about us now.
Andrew Hull, our producer, just jumping in the studio with us to talk about the Facebook poll results that we have on our KSL News Radio Facebook page. If you haven't loved us over there, go over and love us right now on that page. We put polls up almost every morning because we really want to get our finger on the pulse of what our community and what our listeners are saying. As you look through the comments there, Andrew, on our Facebook page, let me just say the hotel information that I pulled up for Bryce, which, by the way, has seen perhaps the largest dip in national park visitors. I believe it was a 3% dip as I look for that data we talked about. Yep, 3% drop at Bryce. $160 a night outside the park, $110 a night outside the park, $246 a night closer to the park. I don't even know if those rooms are available or if that is literally just like maybe the shed outside of the hotel that you get to sleep in.
Right.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, as we look through the comments, we see how people are combating that too. In fact, one person said, quote, "I always make sure to have points if I'm going to a national park. Back at the start of June, the hotel we stayed at in Moab was $350 a night, and the hotel we stayed at in Joshua Tree was $250 a night, even in February. If hotel points weren't a thing, I would probably never go."
And yet, at the same time, I always cringe when I have to spend my hotel points on a, especially if you're staying and it's kind of like a mini vacation, a quick getaway, when you have to spend tens of thousands of points to get away to Moab, which is 3.5 hours away, 3 hours if you drive fast.
It's supply and demand. If people want to show up and they're willing to pay it, that's what they're going to charge. I've been to some places, Deb, and we've paid prices that would knock your socks off. I've been to the Super Bowl and I've been to the Olympics, and I've paid hotel prices. I mean, not me individually, but I know the station has hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. It's outrageous because everybody wants to be there. So it's simple supply and demand. And when you're looking at the hotels that are available, there's just not that many.
Taking your calls, as always, we love to give you your turn to talk on KSL News Radio, 801-575-7668. So what's driving you away from Utah's national parks?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I am from Kanab, Utah. So we live in the heart of the five national parks and have been for the last 15 years. And our observation is because they've become so popular, we are swarmed with people to such an extent that it is no longer pleasant to visit the national parks because you can't get through, it's too much crowding. And the businesses and people that surround and live there can't afford to live there anymore because the prices have, you cannot have people that are workers, the teachers, the people of ordinary means that are providing service jobs cannot afford to live in the area. So there's no services provided to accommodate that amount of people. So it's a little bit of a backfiring if we advertise it, and in our humble opinion, it brings too many people too fast, and we got overwhelmed.
Well, especially if you've ever been to Kanab, it's not a big town feel. And they are, they're right smack dab in the heart of everywhere. You can travel to so many places in a relatively short amount of time. But the fact is, we can't be that surprised that people are falling in love with the area that we have fallen in love with. The fact that the world is out there, and this is the difference maker, Debbie, and this is where I think it really exploded, social media. All of a sudden, people aren't having to take photos and get them developed, and then how do you post them? You're just sharing them with family. Now it's like, hey, look where I'm at, and it is picturesque. Unbelievable sight after unbelievable sight. And people across the world are falling in love with Utah. And we're just not adapting very well. The fact is, this is not going to change. Sure, there's a little bit of a dip right now. But the fact is, we've been growing exponentially for years now. This is just going to continue. Utah is going to become more and more of a destination spot.
Utah Community Credit Union text line always lights up when we talk about the outdoors and how we enjoy or no longer enjoy the outdoors. And Kathy, our last caller, this listener on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, agrees with you. Too many people, says, I don't go to a national park to wait in line like an amusement park. my experience the last time I was at Arches was in March, Dave, and it was a beautiful day. Well, at least one day was, and the next day, you know, wait 5 minutes and it was a blizzard. But the day it was gorgeous outside, Arches was jam-packed with people.
Really?
Uh-huh. To the point there were some parking in lots March. Where I got the last spot to do the hike.
Yeah, we're afraid to increase parking. We're afraid to increase facilities because we almost don't want to encourage people to come. We're a little bit selfish, and there is a real overcrowding issue. I don't think it's a space overcrowding. It's a facilities overcrowding. It's because we haven't kept up with the demand, and we really need to. We don't have enough hotels. We don't have enough bathrooms. We don't have enough restaurants because people are just flooding into these areas. And that's why we're having to pay $389 in Moab?
Yeah, plus fees.
A night. Well,
plus fees.
There you go. Fall break.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.